You can work hard at anything, but that doesn't mean it's useful for the progress of humanity. This is the delusion of hard work. You can put 4 years of work into getting a degree, you can put 10 years of work into climbing a corporate ladder, and still, you won't be paid anywhere close to what you want. So, rather than taking your future into your own hands, you whine and complain. I deserve to be paid more. I've spent 14 years working hard, and this is all I get for it? I barely have any time for my family. I don't have enough to take a vacation. I slave away with no light at the end of the tunnel. The complainers of the world are missing one crucial piece of the puzzle. The labor theory of value is that you should be paid for the amount of work you do, to feel as if you have jumped through hoops, to feel like you deserve something, but that's not how reality works. Money is a unit of value. Value is a measure of how much people care about what you do. How valuable you are equals the magnitude of problems you solve, the results of the solutions you create, and your ability to get people to care about your creation. If you aren't happy with how much you make, it might be time to take a brutally honest look at what you contribute to the world. It does not make sense to pay someone based on the amount of work they do. It does make sense to pay someone based on the level of problems they solve. Why? Because I can work hard for 1 year writing to become an author, but that 1 year of work does not justify 100,000 units of currency to just be given to me. People only care if that writing is beneficial to them. The amount of writing I did within that year doesn't matter. The quality and results gotten from that writing is what matters. This is what separates AI from human, because it takes a lot of knowledge and skill to get people to care about what it is that you actually created. You can have AI write this short story for you or an article for you or anything like that. You are the one that is going to deploy that writing in a place and in a way that gets people to read and care about it and pay you. What is lacking there is distribution and persuasion, which we'll discuss. If I have an AI write me a short story, how is that going to get into other people's hands? How am I going to get paid for it? I need an audience of people on social media, or I need advertising. I need to actually put my own money that AI doesn't have into Facebook ads or something like that to get it in front of other people. People that are worried about AI taking their creative jobs are the ones that weren't going to make it anyways because they don't know how to monetize. So the point is that complaining about not getting paid enough is not going to get you paid. It will probably just get you fired or ignored. Or it's just going to make you hated by everyone that comes into contact with you because they're just going to think, okay, what are you going to do about it? The only option is to take matters into your own hands. Now, building on top of the last video, we're going to talk about the irreplaceable individual in more depth. In the last video, we talked about the future-proof skill stack, which is writing, thinking, marketing, sales, and entrepreneurship. Go watch that video for more context. But this video focuses more on the internal traits that you need to cultivate rather than the external skills that you need to acquire that are the result and balance of those traits. They go hand in hand. If you don't have these traits, then you're not going to be able to deploy those skills or even learn them in the first place or stick with the process. There is a path to get what you want. You just lack the knowledge, skill, and awareness to forge that path. You just lack creativity. You are worried about what skills will be relevant 20 years from now because you are dependent on everyone else but yourself for your success. Successful people aren't worried because they understand what makes a person successful. The highest paid earners are the visionaries, strategists, and innovators of the world. The highest paid earners are not those who work hard, nor smart, but leveraged. If you want to secure your future, you need the traits that allow you to adapt to any environment. These are the traits that comprise the irreplaceable individual. Self-experimentation, how to solve complex problems through trial and error and come to your own conclusions. Self-development, cultivating a valuable mindset and skill set that can help others. Self-reliance, how to get what you want by taking responsibility for the outcome of your life. Self-awareness, how to understand the motives of your mind so you can understand the motives of others. Self-education, the ability to gather, make sense of, and utilize information on an unknown subject. Self-sufficiency, the ability to sustain one's ideal lifestyle and acquire the resources necessary to do so. Self-mastery, an unwavering dedication to the process of navigating reality. When you master yourself, you master the world. And if you want to become irreplaceable, you are required to become valuable. And if you want to become well paid, you need to convince people to see your value. But understand that the perception of value is subjective. It's dependent on the individual, and it shifts when times shift, when the world evolves. like how we used to see the printing press as ultra valuable when it was first invented, but now that it's been taken over by radio, TV, social media, we don't see it as that valuable anymore. And with the advent of AI, we may not know what the future of value looks like, but if you understand how to create value, see the video on value equation. I changed the title of that to try to get more views on it because for some reason it's suffering, even though that's one of the most valuable videos that I dropped. It's called Become High Value as Fuck, the value equation. Go watch it. Back on the topic of value, value is perceived based on a person's identity. This is why I recommend that you become the niche. You turn yourself into your customer avatar, you write to yourself, you build a product for yourself, you sell that product to yourself, the past version of yourself, but you do it on the internet with writing as content so that you attract the right people so you can actually be perceived as valuable because that's where you cultivated the value. If I'm a bodybuilder trying to sell to a gothic person or a distance runner, the things that I find valuable from the identity that I've forged are probably not going to be seen as valuable to them unless I recreate their identity through content and writing. That's just an extended process of persuasion to get them to change their identity and eventually see the value in my product. So, without making that complicated, value changes based on just the general situation, culture, and society we're in, and perception of value changes based on the identity you place whatever it is that is supposed to be valuable in front of. Now let's talk about how to secure your future if you understand those seven traits that you need to acquire. Your skill set is invaluable if nobody knows or cares about it. There are two issues here. If nobody knows what you create, it isn't valuable. If nobody cares about your creation, it isn't valuable. In business, you need a product and a group of people that care about the product enough to buy it. You can place your product in front of people on the internet with written content, paid ads, whatever other method of distribution there are, newsletter sponsorships, getting on a podcast, etc. But if the people can't see why the product benefits their lives, they're not going to buy it. And you can believe that your creation is the most valuable thing on the market, but if you don't put it in front of people, then nobody's gonna buy it because nobody's there. So there's two moving pieces to the puzzle. It's product and people. If you don't have one, you're not gonna make money. If you don't have the other, you're not gonna make money. This pattern also reflects in relationships where you can be the most developed individual in the world, but if you just sit in your room all day and don't expose yourself to people, you're not gonna land a date. You're not gonna meet a partner. And then the opposite, if you are just a smelly, trashy person and you go to a place where there are a ton of people, then they're probably not going to want to meet you or talk to you simply because you haven't developed yourself. And now, of course, this goes to perception and value as well, where you can be a very developed person. People of other identities will perceive you as someone that they don't want to talk to. So you have to be both the right place, the right time, and the right person. So step one to taking control of your future is to become an entrepreneur. You only gain full control over your time and income when you realize that entrepreneurship is the only path to do so. At a job, you are not in charge of the product, the tasks you are assigned, or the customer acquisition process. In other words, your employer is in charge of everything that pays the bills. Therefore, they are in charge of your entire life. You may not think that they're in charge of your entire life, but they are, because every single action you take is tied to money. It's tied to survival. So your decision to go on vacation is depending on the time you have and the money you make. The energy you have is a result of your fitness, your rest, and your nutrition. And if you can't afford proper nutrition, or you don't have the time to actually make quality meals, or you're spending so much time at work that it causes you so much stress that you can't sleep well at night and it just gradually ruins your life, you can start to see what I mean here by your employer controls your entire life because they do. Now, the thing here is that some are more lenient than others. Like, there's degrees to this. Some people are going to have more control than others over their life. And I also want you to understand that there's nothing wrong with a temporary job, but it's just that, a stepping stone, so you don't get into this comfortable, robotic, and replaceable routine that is the nature of employment. You have to branch out. You have to dive into the unknown. And entrepreneurship is the only way to do that, to slash through the jungle, to make new discoveries, to hunt for ideas and income, to fulfill the needs of the psyche that is wired the same as your ancestors. And as I'm sure many of you know, I'm creating these videos for people that want to be free. If you want to react to what I'm saying and stay stuck in your current position, even though you're fully aware that you don't like your current position, then click off the video. Why are you watching this? It's just causing you pain for absolutely no reason, aside from you just not being able to click off the video because you're fuming with hatred. Step two, after becoming an entrepreneur, is to build distribution. There is one big trap in entrepreneurship, and I've fallen into it 7 times. That's why I failed at 7 business models when I was starting out. I was just so immersed in the skill that I was learning that that's all that I wanted to do. I was so focused on being the architect of the business, but when it came time to get customers, I didn't do anything about it. So of course I didn't get paid. I didn't put product in front of people. I was so focused on building the website, building a logo, all of the shit you don't need when starting out. You just need a product and you need to get it in front of someone and ask for payment. We're going to talk about distribution more in a future video, but I just want to paint here that times are different. You have the ability to build an audience of potential buyers by becoming a one-person media company. Everyone is on social media. That's where the attention is right now. Your customers aren't looking at the TV. Your customers aren't listening to the radio. Your customers aren't reading the newspaper. Some of them are, sure, but a majority of their time is spent on social media. Your job as a business owner is to place your product where attention is right now. That's why everyone's going to social media. That's why all corporate businesses are having their leaders and their employees start posting on social media. That's how freelancers find clients. That's how you as a creator get clients. That's how you sell your product. I believe that paid ads is more of an extension of social media as a testing ground for ideas and understanding what works so that you can amplify it with paid ads. Paid ads are like steroids for business, and building an audience is like natural bodybuilding. You have to do one before you do the other. Building an audience with education, inspiration, and entertainment through content is the best way to start a business these days. You get to prove your value in public, attract a following you don't have to pay for, and put a product in front of them so you can get paid to do what you want. Study those who are doing what you want to do. I guarantee they are posting to social media, building a name for themselves, and selling something because they aren't selling something for someone else anymore. So I don't want to hear any complaints about, oh, everyone's just selling like digital products and all this other stuff. It's like, yeah, welcome to the real world now. It's not the digital world anymore. It's not just an idea that's waiting to be tested against reality. It's already been tested. We aren't in 2020 anymore. And with the pace of evolution, those 4 years from 2020 to 24 is like 100 years in the past. So times are changing very quick. And if you can't adapt, you die. Step three, after becoming an entrepreneur and building distribution, is learning to write. The greatest skill of an irreplaceable individual is writing. It knocks out 3 birds with 1 stone. 1, it teaches you to articulate your value from reader feedback. 2, it is the foundation of media, how to build distribution by getting your writing shared. And 3, it is the morning habit that builds any project you build. Posts, threads, emails, outlines, modules, advertisements, direct messages, books, video scripts, and the rest all start with writing. Another bonus is that writing is just a meta skill. By meta skill, I mean that you can start without experience and build skills underneath it to make it more powerful. You don't need to show your body, you don't need to have an English degree, and you already write every single day with texts and messages. This is just doing it online. You don't need an English degree, you don't need to have super grammatically correct writing or speaking, obviously, or anything like that. You just need to write something impactful and share it. If you have to think you have to write all professionally, go on social media and look at what posts you've liked. Is that professional writing? Now, with something like speaking or video, you need editing skills and the confidence to not stumble over your words. And you also need to be able to think on the fly. So writing is the best place to start, in my opinion, so you can practice that. You can practice articulating your thoughts, clearing your mind, and testing ideas before you get into speaking. And this is why I recommend starting on X or Twitter and then building on top of that with a newsletter. And then the newsletter that you're building eventually gets turned into YouTube scripts, podcast scripts, and all of your tweets get turned into Instagram posts, LinkedIn posts, scripts for shorts, reels, TikToks, etc. It all starts with writing. And if you test your ideas at the beginning and build an audience on something like X, that becomes the base social media platform for everything that you do. So this is also what we teach and guide you through: steps, templates, personalized guidance inside of Cortex University. Everything that we've talked about here, the very first course out of 3 that you go through, depending on what tier you get, is all about writing, branding, and building an audience. Step 4, after learning to write, is learning to sell. Do what you want, but learn to persuade so you can actually make a living out of it. Sales equals survival. If you don't sell your own product, you will be forced to sell someone else's. You can complain all day about how everyone is selling something nowadays, but you are missing the point behind that. Yes, everyone is selling something because they have to if they 1, want to survive, 2, contribute to humanity, and 3, receive money in return. Another point is that people only invest in things that they care about. Sales and persuasion go hand in hand. If you don't learn to sell, you will be disappointed when you put your product in front of a crowd of crickets. Sales is how you persuade people to see the value in what you have to offer. Persuasion is inspiring people to make a good decision for their life. The sales process is not inherently sleazy. It is guiding people through a story, because that's how humans relate to and determine value. First, you make them aware of a problem. Second, you make them realize how that problem will impact their life if it goes unsolved. Third, you introduce a solution, your product, that can solve that problem. Fourth, you show them proof that change is possible with testimonials or personal experience. And fifth, you give them the clarity to act and continue on a new path. That's how you write a landing page, run a sales call, direct message people, or get people to read your newsletter like I did here. And if you don't like sales, you may not realize that you are selling people on your beliefs, ideas, and worldview every single day. Flip the switch from mindlessly manipulating people to mindfully helping people. So, step five, after learning to sell and learning to write and becoming an entrepreneur and building distribution, is number five, learn to build. Learn to sell, learn to build. If you can do both, you will be unstoppable. Another quote from Poppy Naval. Every day, set aside 1 hour to build a project that actualizes your ideal future. That is the only way to escape building projects for someone else. To build, you need technical know-how. You must either learn to code or use the technology available to you. What used to take 10 people now takes one. What used to take 10 hours now takes one. What used to take $10 now takes one. You live in a beautiful time where humans can leverage technology to build what they want. Website builders, email marketing software, AI, social media, course builders, and more. It is your job to create and distribute value by learning and building on the internet. If you don't know what to build, start with 1, what you already use, but make it better, 2, a problem you've solved in your life, or 3, building what you want to see in the world. We discussed this in last week's video. Turn your adversity into a good story. Turn your story into a brand. Turn your journey into a product. Enjoy the fruits of your labor and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for watching. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. What should we leave a comment about? What you're building or what you're going to build. Then check out my book, first link in the description, 2-hour writer, Digital Economics, Cortex University. See which one's a fit for you. They all vary in price points. Aside from that, see you later. Bye.